रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 42 द गोल्डन डियर. रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. यू आर श्योर टू किल मी आउट ऑफ हैंड इफ आई गो नॉट विथ यू. बट द वेरी फर्स्ट ग्लांस ऑफ रामा वुड स्कॉर्च माय लाइफ ब्रेथ्स. हूएवर हर्ड ऑफ एनीवन अटैक हिम एंड लिव टू टेल द टेल. See not that it is but Yama in disguise that has come down to slay us, the rod of fate in his hands. Supremely wicked, brutishly obstinate as you are, I did my very best to stay your hand. Alas, I can do no more. Well, start if you will, and let us go to meet our doom. Yet may all good befall you. Boundless joy filled the heart of Ravana at the words of Maricha. He caught him in a fond embrace and said, Maricha, you but rave till now. There you speak sense, and as I would have it, this becomes your valor. It was some other coward of a Rakshasa that was speaking to me till now. Maricha was dead and has come to life even now. This is what the world expects of Maricha, famed for his strength, prowess and courage. This is yourself. Till now you spoke like an impotent scum of a Rakshasa. Now get into this car and that quickly. These pisacha visaged mules of mine will take us to the place with the speed of thought. Place Sita in my power and go where you like, for I will take her to Lanka when Rama and Lakshmana are far away from the cottage. Then they mounted the Vimana like car, and passing through many a forest, mountain, river, kingdom, city and hamlet, reached the ashrama of Rama. Ravana leapt down and grasped the arm of Maricha, exclaiming, Yonder is where Rama dwells in the center of their planting grove. Now to your work. Forthwith, Maricha assumed the shape of a wonderful deer and wandered about the hermitage. The tips of his horns shone like emeralds. His face was a curious blend of white and black. His mouth was as lovely as a blown lotus. His ears were like the blue lily, his lips and loins were like the kunda flower, or the moon, or the diamonds. His sides took the color of the madhuka flowers. His hooves were like rubies or filaments of the lotus. With smooth joints and clean-built limbs, he waved aloft his tail that displayed the colors of the rainbow, while the spots on his skin shone like gems. Thus, through his power of illusion, Maricha changed himself in a moment into a deer of unseen beauty till now and set about to snare the heart of Sita. The splendor of his form illuminated the house and the woods around. Now nibbling the tender blades of grass, now breaking off young shoots from the trees, he passed now and then through the planting grove and rested for a while under the trees that Sita might see him. His body gave forth every shade of color, like the mountains veined with ore, and was dotted with curious star-like spots, while his back was of a lovely red like lotus. He displayed all the powers of his wonderful magic, now roaming close to the ashrama, now receding from it a little, now scampering back, and then he would vanish for a while, and as suddenly rush with the speed of wind. He would frisk and gambol for a space, and then stretch himself down to rest, as if tired out. Occasionally, he would mix himself with a herd of deer and draw near the spot. Then he would saunter back that way along with them. As he roamed here and there, the Rakshasa animal, and cut many a wonderful caper that he might catch the eye of Sita, the other deer approached him, mistaking him for one of themselves. Then his smell warned him that he was a Rakshasa, and they fled away from him in affright. He could hardly resist the temptation to kill them for his dinner, as he stood so near, his mouth watered thereat. But he curbed himself by a strong effort and allowed them to escape, as it would betray his disguise and ruin his plans. The fates brought it about that Sita emerged from the cottage soon after and approached the groves of Ashoka and Mango, gathering many a light flower with a lighter heart. This was her first visit to the forest. This was her first taste of danger and its perils. So she gazed with growing wonder at the golden deer, adorned with gems of diverse hue. He felt her eye upon him and frisked more wonderfully than before, irradiating the woods by his sheen and splendor. Janaki was all amazed at the sight of the curious creature she had never seen before and could not take her eyes off it. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunadhyaya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.